It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Why is he on my team and you can't do anything about it because he makes tens of millions of dollars and he's supposed to be my superstore?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
But don't hit it. What are you doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure it
now
worked.
I know why your dad's tweeted or texted Joe Flacco in the middle of nothing.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Something happened and I just hit that and started working again.
I know, but it's all over the air.
That was over the air?
You know, this team is just not that good.
I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
I love those two. Yes, the emergency break of the week is brought to you by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Speaking of Craig Rosengarten and Classic BMW, that's where the T-Box was this last Saturday. And they had Eric from Classic BMW on with them just for a few minutes. And Craig Rosengarten was trying to be, Mr. Broadcaster. The phrase he was looking for was cross-promote. Cross-promote.
Better do it today.
See, there you go.
Listen to Eric.
And buy some BMWs. Dan,
and buy some
right?
BMWs, yeah.
That's right.
That's cross.
You say
whatever.
It.
See what I put up with?
I know.
See what I put up with?
Hey, you know, I do sponsor the emergency break of the week, so I'm very happy I have Craig in my audience.
Eric, very aware of Craig's prowess.
Boy, Johnny Ebrake bailed almost immediately on trying to get the word right, didn't he?
Yes. Afraid of what he might say.
Yeah, he tried it once and then just bailed.
Christ, I bet not. One more time.
Better do it today.
See, there you go.
Listen to Eric.
And buy some BMWs.
And buy some
right?
BMWs, yeah.
That's right.
That's cross.
You say
whatever.
It.
See what I put up with?
I know.
See what I put up with?
Hey, you know, I do sponsor the emergency break of the week, so I'm very happy I have Craig in my audience.
Thank you, Craig Rosengarten, and thank you, Eric, for your sponsorship.
Cross.
You say
whatever.
It.
You know, Craig always sounds drunk. Can you imagine what he sounds like when he is drunk?
Hi, everybody.
Completely
how's it going?
Normal.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Craig Rosengarten.
British Gordon. Yes. I dare say. That sounded like an Ebrake. All right. There is Johnny Ebrake up for candidate number one. Candidate number two, the guy from our morning show. It's Gordon Keith.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, because.
Oh, this is White Elephant, wasn't
White
it?
White Elephant.
Yeah.
Gordo just went ahead and dropped an S-bomb.
Swallow the Lego,
hey,
then sift through the bowel movements until they found the toy. In the end, the average time it took the Lego to pass, 1.71 days.
Wow.
That update brought to you, Junes, by Lushy Meterville Insurance.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
From weather to traffic.
How would you like to draw the short straw of sifter?
Whoa!
I'd get rid of that.
Yeah, Coco.
Dump? Did you guys
and
dump it?
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Okay. We'll go ahead and read that sponsor
yeah,
now.
Start.
I always love that drop. And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time. What were you trying to say, Gordo?
Let's see. I forget. I explained it right afterwards. I stopped in the middle of one word and was switched to another one.
Oh.
I think you're trying to say sifter.
Right. Yeah, the second word is sifter.
Oh.
How would you like to draw the short straw?
Oh, okay.
And then, but it does work if you just use the SH word, which is, you are an S sifter at that point, right?
Yeah, I guess so, if you're looking for a Lego.
Because you're having to sift through that in order to find the Lego. So I think that although it's not allowed on the air, I was exactly correct.
Exactly. All right, one more time.
Swallow the Lego,
hey,
then sift through the bowel movements until they found the toy. In the end, the average time it took the Lego to pass, 1.71 days.
Wow.
That update brought to you, Junes, by Lushy Meterville Insurance.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
From weather to traffic.
How would you like to draw the short straw of sifter?
Whoa!
That didn't take
I'd get rid of that.
Yeah,
Coco.
It.
Did you guys dump it?
We dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Okay. We'll go ahead and read that sponsor now.
God, all hell broke loose.
After that word was uttered there. All right, Gordo's candidate number two. Candidate number three is Bob Sturm from Bob and Dan. They're talking about conflicts between fans and NBA players. Bob started to make a NBA comparison, or comparing NBA players to something, and it made everyone really uncomfortable, so uncomfortable that during this crosstalk with Norm and Donnie, they just dumped out.
I have very little use for the NBA fan talking noise to players if the player snaps back. And I realize Dallas has now had at least two infractions already this season on this front.
Yeah, you're all for punching him in the face, right?
Yeah, I've said violent. No, I've not. I'm not for that.
I heard that segment.
I am for, you know, you probably shouldn't get into a zoo animal and start poking at the athletes.
Whoa.
Or enclosure, I'm saying. You shouldn't go in there and think, sorry, Bob. Guess we'll leave now. Broadcasting live from the TXU.
They just went ahead and hit the outro music so Bob would bury himself. Yeah, give him an off ramp there before he buried himself anymore. Everyone bailed on him, and Bob got really uncomfortable. No, that's not what I meant. All right, one more time.
I have very little use for the NBA fan talking noise to players if the player snaps back. And I realize Dallas has now had at least two infractions already this season on this front.
Yeah, you're all for punching him in the face, right?
Yeah, I've said violent. No, I've not. I'm not for that.
I heard that segment.
I am for, you know, you probably shouldn't get into a zoo animal and start poking at the athletes.
Whoa.
Or enclosure, I'm saying. You shouldn't go in there and think. Sorry, Bob.
He didn't even get to explain himself, did he?
It was off-ramp Jared just trying to get him out of that.
What?
All right, so those are your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten, Gordo, or Bob. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote responsibly for crisscross applesauce.
What?
Crisscross applesauce.
Rosen.
Mm. Oh, cross-promote. Gotcha, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am. Die. Fake Natalie Maines.
Hey, Nita, I want to vote for Johnny E. Bray, just so you know. Love you and Greg Gordo. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. Oh,
see, isn't that nice? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E. Bray? Hello? Sports caller, you are on the air. Who wins the E. Bray?
Shout out to P1 Will, and I'd like to vote for Gordo.
Thank you.
There you go. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I think all the callers should have to call in with an English accent just for English Friday, but give me the Sturm filibuster.
Okay. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Hey guys. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Who's this?
Jamie Benn. It's Jamie Benn.
Ah.
I'm about to vote, but I wanted to give a quick shout out to the Angry Midget. Give me Gordo. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jamie.
He's a boot to vote. It's so exaggerated.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let me just say that I'm going to vote responsibly
for the e-break of the week. And the e-break winner will be the late, great Gordo.
Okay. Thank you. Triple fake Michael. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hello, I'd like to vote for Mr. Keith. And Gordon, I wanted to see if you could give all the P1s a nice holiday treat and bring on 2018 Character of the Year, Coco, one last time. Thank you.
Coco here for Christmas.
Oh, Coco.
Coco tried to nurse the baby Jesus.
Okay, that's
Coco.
Enough of that. See,
tap the brakes there.
See? Y'all wanted it. That's what you get. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Good God.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Nice, more and more.
No. Man, we hadn't heard from you in a while. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, musers. Let's go with the Sterminator. And, Jub, do you still believe in the Mean Green?
Oh, yeah. Always got to believe in the Mean Green. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The Boxcar Fun Baby of Clarence Jr., Hill Jr., and John John Taylor is Chris Rock.
Dogaloose and the Puddin'.
What? What's happening there?
All I heard was Dogaloose and the Puddin'.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Quick shout-out to me. Yes, vote for Gordo.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. From the morning show, the great Gordo. First time in a long time, he wins the E-Break.
Swallow the Lego, then sift through the bowel movements until they found the toy. In the end, the average time it took the Lego to pass, 1.71 days.
Wow.
That update brought to you, Junes, by Lotion Meterville Insurance.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
From weather to traffic.
How would you like to draw the short straw of sifter?
Whoa! That didn't take
I'd get rid of that.
Yeah, Coco, Coco.
Dump. Did you guys
and
dump
we
it?
Dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Okay. We'll go ahead and read that. Sponsor.
Get rid of it. How many is that for Gordo?
That's his 77th win, 24 behind Norman States Rights Hitzkus.